This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Neil, sorry. We're just taking calls. You just joined us on stations out there. Callers always call me, and they either thank me, which is fine, but like Rush Limbaugh said 20 years ago, just say dittos. Thank you for the thank, but let's hear your info. Listeners want to hear what you have to say. I want to hear what you have to say. Then they'll go further, and they'll say, is it all right if I cover these topics? Because they're used to talk radio. You call up and get interrogated and have to get permission to get on air. We don't screen the calls on air. I'm not a call screener. So it's become a pet peeve. You might as well punch me in the nose to ask me if you can say something. Now, all you can't do is give out phone numbers because you could give out the wrong number or somebody else's number. If it's a public number, I'm fine with it. But other than that, you can listen. We're put you on air. You can agree with me, disagree with me. You know, plug stuff, whatever. As long as it doesn't go on too far. I like to really let people on air. I like to really hear what you have to say. So I apologize, Neil, for kind of freaking out earlier. I'm in a really bad mood today. I'm going to be honest with everybody. I probably shouldn't even be on air. But we're having some good informative radio because I really care. This stuff gets to me. To live in a country where the government is run by crooks so evil, they're running movements to start shooting cops. And I got to sit there and watch them get away with it while they got Homeland Security breathing down my neck for no reason. I'm sick of the, and if I'm not scared of it, I'm sick of the injustice. I'm sick of the betrayal. Man, this country's run by bad people who don't like good people. And I'm sick of good people laying down. I'm telling you right now. And I'm telling Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and David Rockefeller and the New World Order and all of them something. You're not going to get away with starting a civil war in this country. You might pull it off, but in the end, you are going to be brought to justice. Your plan cannot succeed with people knowing about it. So I want listeners to get aggressive, telling people what's happening, getting the word out. Ugh. This is real, folks. They're going to start a civil war. They're starting a war with Russia. Do you understand? The cakewalk won't go on forever. They're gearing up for hell, man. So we need to get past the point of caring about copyrights. People always ask, can I put your bumper sticker on my car? Can I paint your website on the side of my building? You can do whatever you want. It's free speech. Please do. Anyways, I'm ranting. I apologize, Neil. I really do. You're a nice person. You're a good person. Good job writing a book. I commend you for what you've done. I apologize for being a rude person. Go ahead, Neil. What else is on your mind? Tell us about this place you were telling us about.
Okay, I put my story out on a blog, guncontrolextremism.blogspot.com, and the other site, of course, was the Saga of Three Points, and they're extremely corrupt out here by the border, and I take care of my disabled mother on dirt roads, and that it's run by, you know, liberals out here, and we, like, have no roads to drive on and no trash services. And I have to take care of my disabled mother while the borders are down. And I'm like the only defense out here. And the police ignore all of the complaints out here. I've complained so many times about them. It's unbelievable. And I'm targeted by them. And another driver claimed to have seen my gun. And they're trying to give me 6 years in prison. And I have no criminal record whatsoever. And all I own.
Oh, yeah. They're using all sorts of laws, BLM laws, you name it, to just go after everybody. That's what I mean. The system is predatory. It's going after good people now. And the cops need to realize that they can't go along with this anymore. They're going to be destroyed then as well. God bless you, sir. I'm sorry to hear you're dealing with that. Otter, Cash, Wild, Nathaniel, I'm coming right to you after the break. We've got a powerful intro, then we're going right to your phone calls and a ton of news we haven't covered yet. And then we have a special guest, of course, joining us, a lawyer in studio, Adam Lowy, who deals with the whole situation with the police brutality and the police and all the rest of it. Stay with us, InfoWars.com.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's the plan. Kill the country. World government. It's here.
The challenge is how to build a world order.
Never before has a new world order had to be assembled from so many different perceptions or on so global a scale.
The governments don't rule the world. Goldman Sachs rules the world.
This is, we are going to carve up the world according to the way we want to.
Unelected world government looting you.
They've exercised power for actual world of global control.
I know what North Korea is. I know what the TSA is meant to be. You want to shut their energy systems off? You want to break up their families?
If you have so much power in play, you can do anything.
Lack of transparency is a huge political advantage. And basically, you know, call it the stupidity of the American voter or whatever.
You understand? You're living in a science fiction. I'm living in it.
The government has just approved the use of a computer chip that would be implanted under your skin.
When complete, everyone will have a unique 12-digit identity number.
That DNA is stored even without your consent.
But I mean, do they point blank say, we're putting a chip in you?
Yes. It was an interior barcode, if you will.
This makes my head explode, that your television could be eavesdropping on your conversations and then sharing it over the web.
All the cars now have tracker boxes that can remote control your vehicle in them.
The Justice Department is building a national database to track in real time the movement of vehicles around the U.S., storing hundreds of millions of records about motorists.
It's like the elite space aliens or something with a master plan. It's so evil. It's so sadistic. No, it's the devil. I mean, that's it. This galactic force of destruction that's animating people to do this.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, as promised, we're taking a lot of phone calls today, and then we're going to have a lawyer in studio who I met downtown years ago and learned he was a listener, and then we ended up having him on as a guest before, and he mainly sues police departments in questionable police actions. So I think it's important to get a perspective from someone that's upset with the police and the way they're behaving, who isn't calling like Louis Farrakhan for going after him. And he's a pretty smart guy and, you know, basically looks at both sides of it. But I think it's important to really investigate this. So he's going to go over some cases with us in studio in the next hour. Right now we've got open phones. There is a lot of important news, obviously, up on Infowars.com. Donald Trump is saying he will sign the GOP pledge, promising not to run as a third party. That means he's even more of a serious candidate, because if he runs, he'll mainly pull conservatives away and put a Democrat in. So that's a really good sign. Now, if somebody more liberal ran third party and pulled away from the Democrats, but Democrats work like such a herd that that isn't the case, you know, with some of the other perennial candidates like Ralph Nader and others. They just only pull a few percentage points, so it doesn't do anything. There's an amazing video up on Infowars.com where John Bowne asks, are they using neutron bombs in Yemen? I mean, their explosion is just so big, it's no way it's conventional bombs. He's not saying it is. He's questioning, because we know these weapons exist. These are weapons that basically send out a huge radiation wave, but then don't damage too much actual material. But they don't even look like neutron bombs to me. It looks like an atomic bomb or something. It's just really wild video of what's going on over there. That's up on Infowars.com. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, let's go ahead and go back to your phone calls. Otter in Massachusetts, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Well, greetings, Sons of Liberty 2.0 constitutionalist. How you been?
Man, I'm doing all right, brother. I just can feel the quickening. I can just see it intellectually, but also feel the fact that we're all in great, great peril. Can you feel it?
Can feel it. It is just thick as mud. I don't know what to call it anymore. Ditto, ditto, and ditto. Synchronicity, I can't really get into talking about anything because you're covering it all. You're on it. You're hitting every thought I have. Bam, bam, bam. So I'm going to say that in June I did the detox, the gallbladder and liver, and it was extended due to different things that were happening in life, and it went on for 2.5 weeks that I was prepping for it. And my goodness, I'm knocking on 67, and the things that came out of me, and I have lived a relatively clean life, non-smoking, non-meat eating, red meat, since I was like 13. I'd begun to do supplementation because I knew that the nutrients in food were going down, having come up on the farm. Exposure to DDT, exposure to Agent Orange, exposure to the geoengineering and everything, including what Dr. Group was talking about yesterday, clearly has the air, the water, the soil, the foods had taken a toll on me, and I do feel considerably younger, and I'm actually seeing hair follicles come in that weren't. A lot of them aren't places I particularly need them, my arms and chest, but as well, my hair is thickening on my head. The products that you're selling are fanatical in your efforts, and they are proven through their use. So I wanted to thank you all for all of that effort, and I guess I'm going to let you go on to the next person. I would go on to labels, and I would go on to Bilderberg Jr. that just went down here where I am.
And, well, go ahead.
Well, Bill was walking around all over the place. You know, I saw Bill 6 blocks away from where I sit right this moment.
Come on, Bill Clinton?
Yep. Yep. I would say that he probably, from what you could tell, had more one-on-one FaceTime physically. But this place just became, you could not go anywhere that it wasn't propagandist, mediast, authors, politicians, musicians, you name it, all groveling. It was just grovel central. And it was mind-boggling. I mean, in one sense, I ran into a fella. I was talking in a grocery store, and a number of people were around me, and you could tell some of them were listening and were approving, and some weren't, and some were entering into the dialogue. And then this little skinny chicken neck guy, who was probably 20 years older than he looked, comes in and says, "You think Obamacare is screwing you now? Wait until you see what happens in the future." And it was kind of scary. Kind of scary.
I know. I mean, they are really planning to drop the hammer on this country. They brag about it. They're very arrogant about it. And it's just amazing. The good news is people are waking up, but that's the bad news, because it's making them move quicker. They're not going to give up. So it's like two freight trains coming at each other down the same track. Thank you, Otter. Wild in Wisconsin. You're on the air. Go ahead.
And Mr. Jones, before I get to my first point, I'm curious to know how it feels for you when you hit that pedal to the metal in that Hellcat.
Well, I don't like to do it a lot because I have three children. The salesman sold me on it when I was just there training in an old Jeep. And because you could get the equivalent of a top Ferrari for 1/20th or 1/30th the price, it just seemed like pure Americana. I had to have it. And I've driven other people that I know who have 600 horsepower Porsches. My cousin likes to take his friend's really fast car out to the track. I haven't done that because I don't want to endanger myself. But it is fun to be able to be going 55 on a lonely stretch of highway, because I don't like to take off fast from a stop because that can be dangerous. And to hit the accelerator, and you're going 150 in seconds. I mean, the car will slam you back in your seat. And that's just in regular drive. If you put it in a lower gear and hit it, it's faster than most NASCARs, because they have to dial those back now. People get killed in them, and it's just an example. The rest of the world's, I got it because of the little things like easy cars or car to go that are designed not to even really save gas, but to just put you in a tin can and lower our standard of living as kind of a middle finger to Al Gore and the rest of them, as just a piece of Americana. It's kind of like why I have 250 caliber rifles, you know. Plus, they've gone way up in value, so they're a good investment. If I ever have to, I'll sell them to keep the radio / network going. So the Hellcat's more of an investment because it basically doubled in value right after I bought it. You can buy them for like $63,000. I had offers to buy it a week after I bought it for $120. They wanted to buy it back because they have to like legally sell it for the price listed by Dodge, or they won't get any more. Well, all of Austin only got like three. I hardly ever see them. Now they're coming out with more, and they're going to be a lot more. But it's just a piece of Americana. I kind of treated myself. But I think I might actually sell it because God laid it on my heart that it's not really prudent for somebody like me that's got so much riding on what I'm doing, people counting on me to put myself in something like that. But I tell you, what I really love about it, I'm going to this whole plug about that car. I love it like a woman. The problem is that it's absolutely me. It doesn't look like anything. And it's got, you know, big back seat, put the kids in there. I don't like super fancy standout stuff. Like, I love Ferraris, but if I even had the money, I wouldn't spend it on that. But it's just too flashy. So the understated stealth nature of it, and the fact that it's 780 horsepower, because it's supposed to be 707. The truth is they tested the drivetrain, and they wanted to get under some government standards. It's really 780-something horsepower, according to Car and Driver and others. So you're sitting in a 780 horsepower car. It's just sexy. And it's even sexier because it's more than meets the eye. And I really like that. I really like that it isn't standing out. People, I've been on the highway. One time I was on 37. Didn't have the kids with me, and I was coming back from the beach. Kids were with my parents. Right when I got it, it had about 1,000 miles on it. So I was one of the first to get them because I put the order in like a year before they came out. because the salesman told me about it, so I waited. And this guy pulls up one of these Fast and Furious littler cars, souped up Toyotas or whatever, and wanted to race me. And I shouldn't have done it, but it was ridiculous. And then I'd let him get back up to me, and then I'd just like fly down the road. So, all right, now I'm not in a bad mood anymore. You just did it wild. Stay there. I'm going to come back to you. I've gone from being depressed and upset and angry to like feeling like I need to fire up a cigarette. You know what you do when you fire a cigarette up in the old movies, you know? It's kind of like that feeling. Satisfied. I just thank God for all his great creations.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
That's disgusting. What's that smell? Roll down your window before I pass out.
It's those nasty fish oil pills I've been taking.
Why won't you just switch to Nutrigold fish oil like I did?
It's fish oil. What's the difference?
Well, my Nutrigold fish oil is sourced and manufactured right here in the USA.
What's so special about that? Aren't they all?
Are you kidding? Of course not. Only Nutrigold fish oil is 100% USA made, which is why it's so fresh.
100% product of USA and fresh? I like the sound of that. So no more fish burps?
No more fish burps. And that's not all. If you go to www.fishoil.best and enter my fish oil, you can save $5 like I did.
Now that won't be necessary. We can just share your bottle.
Nice try. Get your own at www.fishoil.best.
Sorry.
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering My Fish Oil at checkout.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Man thinks, cause he rules the earth, he can do with it everything. And if things don't change him, he will. For man has invented his doom, first
Live, folks. Thank you for joining us. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Wild, you got me off on an Americana Hellcat love letter. So I'm going to shift gears out of that, pun intended. What is the main issue you called in about?
No problem. Just lastly, you deserve it. I think you deserve that Hellcat. God gave it to you. Okay, so audience listening, Alex is beyond right. It's beyond a Manhattan Project times 1,000. We are less than 10% down the rabbit hole. But it is not bad or good. It is exactly what we deserve globally.
Absolutely. And it, I guess it's just judgment. We've all gotten corrupt. We've gotten decadent, myself included. Nobody's perfect. Our government is allowing a secret sale of body parts and trying to deny it of little babies. They're keeping them alive. They're harvesting them. I mean, the sky's the limit. Imagine what we don't know that's going on.
Exactly.
It is about population reduction. It is about dehumanization. It's about the decision by the culture that we're crap collectively and we're going to abort humanity. And that's the sick feeling we have, is the bottom has fallen out. And I'm not trying to be negative. We should be honest about where we are so we can do something about it. I appreciate you. Sorry, go ahead.
Okay, I don't think they look at us like crap, unfortunately. I think they look at us lesser than. But, you know, it's kind of, I'm not saying anything by this. I had a strong father, but it's kind of like how, in certain ways, a father controls the son. You know, you look at the control. You know, God controls man. Father controls the son. Yeah, there's free will, but there's still the control. We are being fathered and trained by our government father. The problem is here is that that father, the government father, is not in control of himself or herself or the group as a large. It's intoxicated by his own actions and ego and bound by his mind.
You're absolutely right, brother. You hit the nail directly on the head. Appreciate your call. Cash in Missouri, thanks for holding her on the air worldwide.
I want to ask you a favor, Alex, but first I'd like to say that my wife and I have been listening to you for years, and we actually refer to InfoWars as the real stream media. But we've never heard more financial experts say that the physical cliff is getting closer and closer and closer. So with our limited physical assets and our income, we're stepping up our prepping. Mainly, we're stocking up on food and water, silver coins, firewood and ammo, and a lot of your health products. And now we're even building a chicken coop. But last night, we were watching several YouTube videos of hundreds and hundreds of tanks on railroad cars and mile-long convoys of armored vehicles in over a dozen different states across America today. And I just wonder how many of these soldiers practicing martial law drills will follow the orders to confiscate our guns, mow down innocent Americans that they have been brainwashed to believe that, we, the people, are the enemies of America, simply for standing up for our God-given rights. But my wife and I believe that InfoWars has become the largest military, or has the largest audience of military active-duty soldiers as listeners. And so InfoWars has the bully pulpit, or maybe better said, the anti-bully pulpit. So here's my request, is please take at least one day a week to dedicate the entire show, or at least the fourth hour, now that you have that, to look these soldiers in the eye, grab their ear, and help them see past that compartmentalization and help them connect the dots. We may have the guns behind every blade of grass in this country, but the military guns are bigger than ours. And we've been chopping off the tail of this snake, but if we had their support and their big guns and their billions of rounds of ammo, we could blow the head off of the snake and the top of the pyramid where these Satanist bankers snake hide. We believe that the good military outnumbers the bad military members. So,
well, that's definitely true. And look, but the globalist strategy is built around two things. We're going to go to break. I'm going to come back and try to detail what you've said historically and why it's not one of the main options we want to go with, at least until everybody's educated. We've got to get more people educated before you would even look at anything like that. But clearly the crimes of the people that have taken over well justify removing the people at the top of the government. The problem is they're set up for that and set up to stop that and set up to demonize that. So there's alternatives. See, you look at how their attack defense profile set up, then you find their weaknesses. And it's twofold. And we'll break it down when we come back. God bless you, sir. We appreciate you, Cash. We'll be back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well,
but you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Many experts are predicting that food prices will surge this year due to the severe drought in California. 30dayfoodsupply.com has pre-purchased a large supply of ingredients, so we can continue to sell our 30-day food supply for only $99, and there's no limit to the number of boxes you can purchase. Our vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar bags. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon, and then pass the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184. And remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184. 800-700-2184 for 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front line of the info war.
I want you. I need you.
I'll tell you this. We've been working on a lot of Jade Helm stuff. We've been working on a lot of new government documents that have been coming out. And it's all just sensational. It's basically all the same. It's like this article from last year, Homeland Security Exercise Targets Free Americans Against Socialist Tyranny. And that links through to FEMA Capstone 2014 National Exercise. And it just says in the document that we're preparing to basically take on the Tea Party and the number one enemies of the government. And it's just completely treasonous. It's what you'd think you'd see in a science fiction movie. Like, they find the document. The government's planning to go after real Americans who stand for the Bill of Rights and Constitution. It's a martial law plan. Oh, my gosh, get this information to the president. He'll stop the group in Congress. But instead, it's just, it's out in the open. Yeah, the armored vehicles are for the constitutionalists. And it's just like, wow. Because we know they're the takeover. We know they're the criminals. And so it just becomes open and shut. It's just, it's completely cut and dry. And now they're pushing groups to say, kill the police, to start a civil war. I mean, they're just so villainous. It's gotten to the point where I almost can't even talk about it anymore. In fact, I'm not doing this for theatrics. I'm not doing this to... I love doing this radio show, and I just really enjoy it, and I love fighting tyranny. I love covering issues, but some days, it doesn't happen very often, I get in here, and I look at the girls from the Gardasil shot having convulsions, and at a certain point, I can't be on air. In fact, I just told them during the break, go get Rob Due. He does a great job. He can interview this lawyer about the police and everything that's happening in studio. And then they can do a whole fourth hour. If they don't, they'll have to do it today. I just can't be here. And you know what? I think it's really just gotten to that point where the evil is so over the top. I just need to go pray for a few hours. And I just need to really get my head screwed on straight, because every indicator is something big is about to happen. And it's like the last caller said, you know, wow, you really are. This is the tip of the spear. And then there's that realization of, I don't feel worthy to be sitting here talking to tens of millions of people. And I don't know what the lever is we pull or what we do to try to stop these people. It's like watching a giant evil spider with big stinking fangs creeping towards little babies in their cribs. And it's already eaten a whole bunch of them. There's these little suck dry skeletons with the skin sucked onto the face and the eyes sucked in, and the spider's singing this evil, happy song, and then it goes over to the next baby and sucks it dry, and the next one, and I mean, spiritually, that's what it's like watching it, and then just covering this and sitting here, I get to the point where I can't look at it anymore. I feel like I should go out in the desert for, you know, 6 months or something, or in the mountains, and just get my head straight and what to do about these people. I just can't handle it anymore. I mean, God, they're so bad, and they've gotten us in a trance where we're just accepting what they do by increment, to now all this incredibly macabre stuff is out. Brain-damaged children everywhere, body parts of dead babies being sold, open borders, total insanity, world government, GMO killing the rats they feed it to, fluoride in the water, all these giggling, simpering trendies, banning free speech. But there's good news taking place. You know, I'm going to go to some phone calls. I got my video list here. I saw this a few days ago, but it's back in the news today, where Missouri teenagers protest a transgender student use of the girls' bathroom. And it's just some guy that everybody knows in the school, and now he's in the girls' bathroom. And the argument is, oh, be nice of what he thinks he is. But the truth is, with all the issues in the world, this is just an assault to confuse everybody and create, you know, all these problems, like making taxpayers pay for sex changes. It's just all part of the weird fog that's injected. And I see students protesting having to wear biometric ID cards and stuff. The students are fighting back. They get what's happening. They're saying no. And the number one issue in America is not men with a bunch of chemicals in them thinking they're women. And I don't dislike these people that are like this. Don't bring me down to that level of actually buying into all this. It's just complete fruitcake land. This country is being sabotaged. I mean, they've spent how many hundreds of billions on a fighter plane that isn't even as good as an F-16? That's all to sabotage everything, to end human flight. It's all going robot. Human programs are being sabotaged. I've had top astronauts on repeatedly, concurring. Humans are being sabotaged. Humans are being sabotaged. You call it whatever you want, some, you know, weird globalist projection because they hate themselves, so they hate the general public and want to eradicate us, or it's the devil, or it's whatever it is. That's what's going on. Our prosperity, our will, our creativity, our honor is so great that if we just stand up for what's good, humans can transcend. We are incredible. We're made in the image of God. But instead, we are watching the great sink. We're watching the great fall. And it's just absolutely unspeakable. So let's go to this piece. Let's go to this piece right here out of the local news, KMOV. Here it is.
But why would you want to? I mean, I think it's good when you say somebody's a he or a she, and he called me. That kind of tells somebody something. If you go, I'm going to go meet Z, somebody's thinking you're meeting somebody from a different planet, I guess.
For some, like State Representative Bill Dunn, it's a foreign concept, using words like Z instead of he or she. But UT's Vice Chancellor of Diversity and Inclusion says these pronouns have been around for a while, and they have been part of campaigns and dialogues at other campuses in the country.
They're not so new. They've been around. You know, if you do a Google search for under inclusive language, you know, it'll come up. It's a way to be respectful of students who identify as gender nonconforming.
I thought somebody was sending an email around that somebody was just, you know, fooling people with it. And then when I found out it was true that we actually have people getting paid a lot of money to sit around and come up with this nonsense.
During the first week of class, UT suggested teachers ask students to provide a name and pronoun instead of calling roll. That's because a name on a roster may not reflect the same gender the student uses now.
It makes me think about how might this impact climate for students who are gender nonconforming? How might it impact retention? You know, you've got to think about that. When people don't feel as though they matter, that you're not trying to be welcoming.
This is about everyone changing their language, getting rid of the English language to adopt cult speak, with a weird guy with like weird cult eyes going, we want to make them feel like they're included, as if so that people start seeing the language as going to that. It's making the whole school a giant re-education camp while they're putting chemicals in the food to say, you're a girl when you're a boy. You're a boy when you're a girl. And you can't use that language anymore. And it's happening all over the country. And I'm grieving what's happening. What you're seeing with me here on air is an ongoing situation where I constantly have guilt that I'm not figuring out what to do with this incredible platform, that I'm not doing enough to articulate to people just how over the top all this is. And I know you know. But it really does take getting retrospective and getting off the treadmill of life, getting off the hamster wheel, and really getting down to brass tacks. Because I'm a guy that doesn't go to calls most of the time, doesn't have a lot of guests because I like to talk. I love to cover news. But every once in a while when this stuff really hits me, and it's happening more often, it is incredibly painful, like watching my family killed in a firing squad, to focus on these people. And I just need to get out in nature, and I just need to just pray to God. Because the betrayal of this age and the evil that's rising, I can feel it in my soul. And I just want to live in peace with everybody. I want to see humans work together. And I know you want to see that as well. And we have very bad people that don't. Let's back this up 10 seconds and go back to this bizarro person. I mean, this is just some of the most disgusting brainwashing. And I told you, they'll start getting rid of the language. This is it. This is a real cult takeover. This is what the colleges are putting out, what the churches are putting out. This is the big move. The Pope's about to show up. He's saying abortion's okay. It's no problem. World government's good. I mean, you're seeing the globalists uncloak. They're making their move. Something big's about to happen. Is it a big war? Worldwide financial collapse? Probably all of it. And we've been holding them back, holding them back. They finally decided to make their move. The battle's on. Let's go to the clip.
I need to sit around and come up with this nonsense.
During the first week of class, UT suggested teachers ask students to provide a name and pronoun instead of calling roll. That's because a name on a roster may not reflect the same gender the student uses now.
It makes me think about how might this impact climate for students who are gender nonconforming. How might it impact retention? You know, you've got to think about that. When people don't feel as though they matter, that you're not trying to be welcoming.
Well, the university says it's about inclusion and sensitivity. Others believe it's taking things a little too far.
People need to toughen up. They probably need to have the office of suck it up.
Oh, man. So, again, They get everybody to be inclusive, which most people are. I mean, whatever, live, let live. Most Americans are libertarian at heart in major surveys. They're not Democrat or Republican. You ask them dry questions, they identify as libertarian. I mean, America's been the freest country ever in many respects. But that's not what this is. That's not what this is. This is change the language, mother, father, boy, girl, he, she. This is train us to talk exactly how they say. I told you it wasn't whacked out weird when they said we're going to ban brown bags, or don't use the term brown bag. I told you it was whacked out when, again, it supposedly comes off as whacked out. I'm saying it's not whacked out. It's scientifically designed. And we're in the clutches of these mind warriors just jacking with everybody cold-bloodedly. They don't adopt and believe what they've been pushing, what they've been doing. No. They absolutely think their gods are going to merge with machines and live forever and all this other crazy garbage that we've covered here where they say it themselves. I mean, I'm not really coming up with any of this on my own. I've just read what they have to say, and it's crazy. And what's even crazier is the general public is faced with this, and they think it's a joke. They think it's funny. It's not. In the next segment, we're going to air John Bowne's War Neutron Bombs Used in Yemen. If you're a radio listener, you want to see the video of this, Infowars.com/show. Briefly, before we try to go back to some calls, we did get back in two of these amazing new products that had only come out once and then sold out because they were so popular, and that's the Deep Cleanse, Total Body Cleanse, and then, of course, the Liver Shield that has got the most concentrated herbs and compounds to open up your liver and to flush out the gallbladder. I mean, you've heard the reviews. We have informational videos below. You've heard the callers talk about it. This is something that Big Pharma and Big Medicine is not going to tell you about. It is dramatic. If you want to consult a healthcare provider beforehand, I suggest you do, because it is amazing. InfoWarsLife.com. Both those products are back in stock. And until Sunday, for 1 week only, we started it last Sunday, 10% off all of our great methylcobalamin and the other mixture with the other good adenosyl cobalamin of the vitamin B12 is all in there together, and it's simply amazing. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And we're running it until Christmas, and then we'll never do it again. And I've done that with other shirts. So when I say it's a collector's item, it is. Because whether Hillary's going to be forced to drop out will be decided, I think, by the end of this year. So we have Hillary Clinton for prison shirts. It's important to go to her rallies, to go out in public. It looks like a political shirt. It's really effective. And on the back it says InfoWars.com, legalized freedom. And I want to thank you all for your support. You make this broadcast possible. Nathaniel in South Carolina, you're on the air.
Yeah, at the top of the hour, you asked a question that I'm perplexed with myself. It's kind of a ridiculous question. You asked, how do they get away with it? How do they think they're going to get away with it? George Bush murdered 1 million Muslims, you know, he and Donald Rumsfeld, Paul Wolfowitz, and how did they get away with it? You know, Ronald Reagan brought, you know, thousands of pounds of cocaine into the black community. How did he get away with it? Lyndon Johnson lied about the incident in the Gulf of Tonkin, led to 1.5 million dead Vietnamese and 58,000 dead Americans. How did he get away with it? Because they always get away with it. Now, the reason I called is because I'm going to take issue with you about what you've been saying about Minister Farrakhan, because you've been being deceitful, okay? If you play what he said is absolutely on point. He said if we are murdered, and you could probably tell I'm a black guy, if we are murdered and we have no redress from the federal government, we should stalk and hunt and kill those who kill us. Now, you have attempted to take what he said.
No, but then that was integrated in clearly at police in general, not at the actual... Listen, I've said I agree with a lot of stuff Louis Farrakhan says. Louis Farrakhan said he agreed with my 1776 comment. There's some stuff I disagree with. I think that rhetoric, from my perspective, I disagree with your perspective. I don't think he's calling for as much as the blog talk radio guy saying go out and kill cops. clearly. But, I mean, I took that as just in general, they are white, they are cops. And I agree there's a bunch of globalists that are above the law. And I've made films about Lyndon Johnson and the Bushes and the cocaine drugs being brought in. I don't think Reagan knew about that, but George Bush Sr. was running it. I mean, so I've exposed that, sir, and I totally agree with you. But the thing is, I just attack all the stuff that I see is corrupt. And I don't think Louis Farrakhan would be able to get away with that unless he's either intimidated the government, which may be, or whether he's been given a green light by Obama. I mean, I played the clip whenever he said that Obama basically murdered Gaddafi and it was wrong. That was absolutely true. So I just call it like I see it. You may disagree with me. That's fine. I mean, either Louis Farrakhan is just really angry and wants to go ahead and have a war, which I can get that, or he's with the globalist. And I don't know which one it is. What do you think it is?
You can't take what he says out of context. You constantly complain about MSNBC, CNN, taking things you say out of context. What he said in context is absolutely correct. And I promise you, if some cop pulled your wife over and put a gun to her head and blew her head off, and you had no redress from the Department of Justice, the federal government, or anybody else, you would take matters into your own hands.
I would take my matters into my own hands. I would take matters in my own hands against the individual. I wouldn't do it with a cop pumping gas.
That's exactly what he said. He said, kill those who kill us. That is specific. You go after the individual that did you
wrong. Okay, well, listen, I was saying it in the context that he should condemn the Black Lives Matter chant of give the pigs wings and all that stuff. He should condemn people shooting innocent cops in the back of the head and then say specifically that the people getting away with murder need to get in trouble. Like I said, the cops shooting the Hispanic for no reason in San Antonio better get in trouble. Or the white cop shooting the black guy only getting 2 years. That was a travesty of justice. I agree with you on a lot of those points. But in the main debate, the way Farrakhan's been taken for a month, and once he said that, the chain reaction began. So I can see your point, and I think it's fair. But I think it's fair from my perspective. I'm not being deceitful or twisting. Here's the clip itself.
So if the federal government will not intercede in our affairs, then we must rise up and kill those who kill us. Stop them and kill them.
What's happening? The
and let
Dr.
them
Joe.
Feel the pain.
Okay, that's enough. We've already played it twice yesterday. Now, I'll let you have another word, sir, but I just want to finish up with this since you're articulate and made some decent points, and I can see 30% of what you're saying. I could have said it even better. And that's a part of this. I'm just exhausted and sick of it. You know, at a fundamental level, hearing white people are bad, white people are going to pay, that doesn't intimidate me. It makes me upset. And then I know what weak-minded people are going to do. They're going to do some bad things. So I'm very, very sad. I'm very, very nauseated. He's following the narrative, and that's why I said he might be in with the feds, of where Al Sharpton said the goal is to get the feds to come in and federalize police. Remember that clip 2 months ago? When the feds themselves have been taken over by the globalists, and the feds are the ones that killed the millions of Muslims that I was against. And it's the feds funding the Wahhabists right now to kill the non-radical Muslims. So that's what's going on. And he's saying, feds better come in and do something about this, or we're going to go after the people. And he's talking about locals. And the locals are a patchwork of good departments, bad departments, mediocre departments, some good, some bad. And it's just, I disagree with you fundamentally about the overall thing he's saying. I can see your perspective, but if you're honest, I think you can see my perspective. But go ahead. You got 60 seconds.
This is the problem, okay? Since the 1970s, okay, Cold Kush Crew, Afrika Bambaataa, there are songs from the 70s. Rap songs about cops murdering black people, okay? In the movie The Departed, Leonardo DiCaprio and Mark Wahlberg talk about how Irish policemen join the force so they can split a nigga's head open. This is not our imagination. You may have been living under tyranny when it comes to police for the last 10, 15 years. We've been living under it for decades, and we're sick of it. My son, but this past summer, he's 17 years old. We live in a decent middle-class neighborhood. He walks home from the pool with his friends. Eight times he's been approached by the police this summer. Eight different times.
No, I hear you. It's harassment, and it's because of a lot of different factors, old customs, racism, things like that, but also movements, the gangster hip-hop culture pushed by MTV, the whole cop-killing narrative then gets stereotyped and projected onto your son, which is going to get worse. I'm saying the cold-blooded social engineers, sir, are manipulating us all against each other. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Rob Dew's coming up. I got to check out of here. This is just too depressing, and I do this every once in a while. I'm checking out of here. We're going to hold you over after this John Bound report, and then Rob Dew will come back in that first five-minute segment, let you finish up. Then we got a guest coming in, and I'm going to go out. I didn't eat breakfast this morning. I also got low blood sugar. So that's part of what happens here. So I've got to eat, and I got to take care of this issue. But let's go to John Bound's report.
Samuel Cohen, the inventor of the neutron bomb, once said, "The question I ask of myself was something like, if we're going to go on fighting these damned fool wars in the future, shelling and bombing cities to smithereens and wrecking the lives of their surviving inhabitants, might there be some kind of nuclear weapon that could avoid all this?" Cohen went on to invent a hydrogen bomb without the uranium-238.
Real early on, I began to see radiation. Nuclear radiation as an effective means of waging ground warfare in a relatively moral way, because the neutron bomb is the most discriminant weapon ever devised. There's a very sharp cutoff between the radius out to which the enemy will be killed and where the friendly troops are positioned.
The neutron bomb would essentially increase the radiation output to as high as 80% without the massive destructive blast. The relatively small kill zone would spread into enemy troops, liquefying their living tissue with the emitted massive dose of neutrons. In 1975, the Ford administration, under the guidance of Secretary of Defense James Schlesinger, proceeded to build the neutron bomb. Protests and an arms race soon followed. Anti-nuke President Jimmy Carter dropped the program, but President Ronald Reagan eagerly supported it, saying, "Very simply, it is the dreamed-of death ray weapon of science fiction. It kills enemy soldiers, but doesn't blow up the surrounding countryside or destroy villages, towns, and cities. Here is a deterrent weapon available to us at a much lower cost than trying to match the enemy gun for gun, tank for tank, plane for plane." However, support for the neutron bomb had changed by the time Reagan took office, and military leaders were skeptical of its use on the battlefield and the potential it had to affect civilians. Plus, the bomb had only reached a small percentage of its intended neutron radiation output. The bombs were then dismantled by the Bush administration. Or were they? Back in 2012, UK ex-defense secretary Lord Gilbert suggested dropping a neutron bomb on the border of Pakistan and Afghanistan.
"Up in the mountains, the borders between Afghanistan and Pakistan, there's nobody living there except a few goats. I haven't people handling them. If you told them that there were going to be some ERRB warheads dropped there, and a very unpleasant place to go, they wouldn't go there."
Now, as President Obama desperately gathers support for his one-sided deal with Iran, the Saudis are waging a full-scale campaign of genocide against the people of Yemen. Among the banned U.S.-supplied cluster bombs used by Saudi airstrikes, there is now unconfirmed evidence of a neutron bomb in play. Who is supplying these bombs remains to be seen. It could be the U.S., France, Israel, or China, which have all detonated at least one neutron bomb. The bottom line is, Obama's pending deal with Iran will only heat up the arms race in the already volatile Middle East. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
And we'll be right back after this with Rob Dew.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a very important news alert for InfoWars listeners. We've confirmed through our major suppliers attempting to resupply Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystals that elite corporations are buying up the supplies all over the world, so prices are going up, and it's very hard to secure it. We have been able to secure a limited supply of the pure Deep Earth Crystals and have now been able to produce more Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. This is the good halogen. This is the opposite of the bad halogen.
intelligence like fluoride. Now we at InfoWarsLife.com are bringing you the only source of clean, pure 99.99 ultra-pure deep earth crystals from more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. Watch the informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Discover how transformational pure iodine can be for you and your family. Folks, this isn't hype. Read the reviews for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.